This is Lynn Woods, and I am here today talking with Pastor Mark Cooper, founder of the Miami Mass Choir. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. God is good. The weather is great here in Miami.
Oh, well, it's
always a wonderful
great
day
in Miami.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful day, and it's always great in Miami.
Now, always.
Your choir has released, is it four albums before this latest one that you have out?
We've released three. This is number
this
four
is number
for
four.
Us.
And your first album was that 1995 release? Is that right?
It was recorded in 1995, and I believe it was actually released 97, 98, something
97.
Like that.
Because I know that your big hit single off of that was What God Has For Me, It Is For Me, which was a huge, huge hit. And it is still getting airplay today. You still have a lot of people quoting the lyrics of that song. Isn't that amazing?
It's totally amazing. I tell you, we still hear it on the radio. We see it all over the internet and memes and quotes. And, you know, it's amazing. Even some reality star art actors have quoted it while on TV shows. So it's amazing, the power and impact of that song.
It's one of those classics and one of those timeless songs that will just go on and on and on. And that is wonderful. In reference to the Miami Mass Choir, you guys have worked with some great artists. I was reading that you've worked with artists from both the gospel and the secular world, even like Dorothy Norwood, who is a pioneer in gospel, an icon. Even with Kanye West, and you all performed Jesus Walks with him on MTV's VMAs. What's that been like to be able to work with on both sides of the musical coin, so to speak?
It's been a blessing. It's been refreshing because it has definitely brought us into different audiences and genres, working with Kanye West and the MTV. It was a very, very nice experience to just be a part of the production. And I think that was something that was, it was just an amazing experience, I'll just say that, to just be a part of the production side of things. And Dorothy Norwood, that was wonderful, just being with Mama Dorothy when we did the Old Rickety Bridge album that she recorded here in Miami. A lot of wisdom there. It's just her way and her approach to music. It was just something to really enjoy and see and learn from. So it's really been a blessing. And even today, it seems that Miami Mass Choir continues to get those type of opportunities. And I think it's also a blessing of being here in Miami because in our city, there's a lot of production, you know, a lot of TV shows. We just did Ballers, HBO, and Ballers.
Really?
We just did in the past season. We were part of Ballers. I believe it was the third episode. And I'm seen playing like in a marching band style, New Orleans marching band type of thing. And the song that we're doing is an original song that we wrote just for the show, myself and some of the band members. And that song was featured along with the Miami Mass Choir doing a rendition of Can You Feel the Love, of which we made the arrangement of that particular song. So it's been great. It's great.
Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah, I actually saw that episode. Since I'm a writer, I enjoy shows that have good writing and that has an interesting take on writing, especially in dealing with the sports world and a lot of stuff that I learned. Watching that show, learned some things about sports and how the ballers work behind the scenes and how their lives go. It was just real interesting. So great. Yeah, I saw that episode. I'll have to go back and check it on demand or something and watch it.
Yeah, you'll see me walking around right at the end of that episode. There's a show when they're really trying to pour it on, trying to get him to come and join the team, and they give him a parade. And, yeah, we're a part of that. You'll also see a little cameo of me as he's inside of the celebration. I'm telling you, it's great. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed all that has been coming, and it's just a great rebirth of the choir and what God is doing in our lives.
Especially during, you mentioned the choir and rebirth, you guys been able to maintain and stay connected, even while we live in this contemporary world Whereas some feel that the message of the gospel is being kind of watered down, or we have more groups and soloists than we have choirs, so to speak, in terms of, like, popularity. It appears that way in some instances. Yet the Miami Mass Choir is still doing wonderful. Saying, how are you all guys able to maintain in the midst of all of this that's going on?
Well, I would have to, again, I believe God opens doors and opportunities. A few years ago, while we were dormant, if you will, the Performing Arts Center here in Miami came to us and said, we want you all to be a part of something we're doing. They do a free gospel Sunday concert. And they said we wanted to bring back the Miami Mass Choir. At that time, we were not active, but they said we will pay to host auditions at the Performing Arts and promote it. And what we did was we opened up and the choir came back together and we brought in new talent. So to kind of answer what you were asking in regards to how we really just stay connected where we are, it would have to be the new talent and being able to recognize that, you know, you have to continue to grow, you have to continue to reach, you have to continue to pour into the next generation by availing them the opportunities. And some of the people that are singing with the Miami Mass Choir now are individuals that never sang in a choir, but they were talented and they've learned the perspectives and spectrum of singing in a choir. So with that being said, it is also this time for us coming back around. It is kind of given us a new face. It's given us a new focus, because through the Adrian Arts Center and the free gospel concerts that we do here, we perform to a great demographic. There's white, there's Caucasian, of course, there's Spanish, Latinos, you name it. Miami is a melting pot. So in our concerts, we have a mixed audience, and that has also helped us, I would say, to branch out, to be current, to look how to minister to different nationalities.
Oh, so you're saying also that your choir draws a multicultural audience, and then the Adrian Arts Center has really, really helped in widening your audience.
Yes, definitely. They have helped even in regards to the doors that are coming, because we're placed at such a great platform that even the gigs that we get, the calls that we get, they're so wide. I was a part of a Jazz Roots concert where they covered the life of Ray Charles, and we did all of his music, and we did his music with a choir spin. We were backing up some artists that they had. Take Six was there and a few other artists. So it just opens up and puts you in a different dynamic in regards to your audience, the base, and that's where we are now. We've kind of just widened and broadened our spectrum and our outlook into our ministry.
And speaking of your ministry and your recording that you did at the Adrian Arts Center, for the Performing Arts in Miami-Dade County. The album is titled The Miami Mass Choir Live.
Yes.
Tell me about that album you have. It seems like it's awesome. I just got it. It has Betty Wright on there. You got Beverly Crawford, and you got Tony LeBron, and then you have Zacardi Cortez. And it is a power-packed album, and I love the single, Lord of Everything. So tell me tell the audience about the music that's on there and what's your pick, some of your picks and why.
Well, I love it all. I love it all. I love it all. I think there's a song on there, I Will Rejoice, and that song really ignited me to do the recording, should I say, from a material point of view. While that song does not feature any of the major artists, I did the song along with my wife. It was just birthed from her singing at church one day, a Sunday afternoon service, and they kind of got into a thing where they started singing I Will Rejoice, and my band was playing on top of it, and they just went way out. And that song and that moment took over the service. And right then, I began to write that song. I began to go through my material, and there were certain songs we had, such as the That's What He Is with Betty Wright. It just had a, when you hear it, it kind of has a Kill Bill type guitar to it, and it just feels in my eyes. I could see it. I said, "Oh man, this is a song that you sing at the Grammys," which we pray to go. We pray to be there.
I heard that.
So it was, you know, we brought in Betty Wright, soul singer here. Many of you heard her voice on The Cleanup Woman and songs like that, and Beverly Crawford on Calvary. That's one of my favorites, and I'll tell you why that's one of my favorites.
Okay.
That song, I wrote the song like 3 years ago, or should I say in a three-year process. I would revisit the song, writing, and, you know, put it away, write some more. And
okay.
When we got ready for this project, I got into the song, and I could not finish it. So I picked up the phone, and I called the one and only Donald Lawrence, and I said, "Hey, bro, I have this song, but I can't figure out any verses to it." He said, "Send it to me." I sent him the song. I want you to know, Lynn, in 45 minutes, less than 45 minutes, he was sending me a voice note by way of text message where he wrote the leads for that song.
You're kidding. 45 minutes?
45 minutes. And 45 minutes is just me being kind, because it could be 39 minutes. It could be 4. I'm just saying, it was so fast. By the time I sent it, I didn't even have time to get it off my mind that I sent him the song. It was like, bloop, and I looked down at my phone, and it was, I'm like, "Are you serious?" I hit play, and just hearing him, and he sang on top of what I sent him. So it was very much in concept of the song, and that's how that song took place. Tony LeBron, Latin singer here in the South Florida area, and that particular song is a song as well that we had for a few years, but we always felt like there was not a place for the song at that time, but again, now it is, because of the crowd that we sing to. It's a multilingual song, Spanish and English lyrics in that song, and the leads, they interchange singing English and Spanish, so does the choir interchange their lyrics during the choruses. So that's a very wonderful song. Zacardi Cortez, "Thank You, Jesus," a Sunday morning song everybody can sing. It's a well-rounded album, and I think it is, I would have to say, it's the best album that the Miami Mass Choir has done.
Looks like with your wider reach in terms of the audience in Miami, and then that is transcended on the new album. You're looking to draw either wider worldwide international audience with the contents of this project. It sounds really, really, really good.
Yes,
what is
yes.
your expectation of the album? Then tell me, where are we going to be able to find it, and when it's coming out?
Well, I just pray that this new offering of the Miami Mass Choir will do this. And I think something that I've been watching, you know, from observing the industry while we were, if you will, dormant for a while, the lack of choir music. Radio has changed a lot from when we were, you know, hot, if you will. And now on radio, you hear more solo artists and groups, and when we were doing our thing in the season before the birth of Miami Mass Choir in 1995, there were more choirs than there were solo artists back then. There were, you know, more choirs than groups. You had Mississippi, Georgia, you had, the list goes on, Orlando Draper, you had, of course, Hez, and John P. Key, and Joe Pace. I mean, the list goes on. The Tommies. You had Edwin Hawkins Music and Edwin Hawkins Music and Arts Center. Love Alive. You had the GMWA great recordings. So you had choir music that was really out there. And you go in a lot of churches today, you don't see choirs anymore. And
no, you see worship teams, don't you?
Right. That's what you see in churches today. And there's many reasons, because, one, that's what was presented in the industry. You know, when there's a lack of material that choir directors can go to, and my church choir suffered from it, even locally. I watched the directors struggle to fine material, or they just kept on singing the same old, which just got redundant to me as well as a pastor. You know, as a pastor, I'm sitting there like, oh my gosh, y'all are singing the same stuff. You know, so there was a lack of material out there, and that's what radio played. So what ended up happening, guys who were producers and artists and songwriters who wrote choir material, they began to change what they wrote to try to continue to stay alive in their craft, and it shifted. So I see that there's a revival, and I believe that there's a revival of the choirs. You know, we have Hez, who's really, he's found a niche out there in regards to his material. While, yes, he does have a praise and worship type sound at times in some of his songs, but he's found a way to bring the choir back, and you still he still gives you classic heads, you know what I mean? Miami mm-hmm. Mass Choir, likewise, with our single, Lord of Everything, the lead single, it's very much a praise and worship song, but just done by a choir. So I think there's a way that the choir can come back, and so Miami Mass Choir is looking to bring back that choir sound. We're looking to find that place on the radio again that will help to rebirth and continue to pave the way for great choirs to record and produce great music.
Miami Mass wants to lead the way on bringing back the choir.
Well, and then I'll say this, too.
Not like the choir ever went anywhere. Not like it ever went anywhere, right?
Right. Not that they went anywhere. It's just, I would say, to bring choirs, help bring choirs back to the forefront in regards to artists recording again and how we record. Like, for instance, and I think I need to preference that statement that I made, because as you said, it's not that choirs went anywhere. It's that choirs have not necessarily had a lot of play on radio.
Okay. They have not had a lot of play on the radio. Well, yeah, that is true. That is true.
Yeah. You know, have not had a lot of play on the radio. Secondly, I think that Miami Mass Choir Project, it's very live. It's live. While it's mixed well, we made sure that we gave the people the experience of that night, which was a tremendous night. The center was packed. I mean, and in this recording, we have the praises, the people clapping their hands. It's real. It's not canned audience. It's real audience. You hear people screaming hallelujah. You can hear somebody in the back of the auditorium saying glory to God. I mean, it's a real live recording.
So do you really enjoy the live recordings over the studio ones and personally?
I like both. I just feel like when you do a live recording, it should be a live recording, you know, and it should really present what it is, you know what I mean? A lot of times we do live recordings now, and I've, you know, stayed busy producing things of that nature and working on different artists, and I found that a lot of times what we have to do is quiet the tracks. You do a live recording, and then you turn around and you quiet everything, you know. Turn the audience off, you know. You take all of the nuances of a live recording to really present to the industry now. This one, we mixed it in the standards of the industry today, but we made sure that the content stayed true to that night and it being a live recording. So I do enjoy live recordings, no doubt about it. I preference those as my favorite.
So, Pastor Mark Cooper, the album, the live album, Miami Mass Choir Live, when can we expect to get the full album, and where can we find it, and where can our audience find you on social media?
Yes, our project will be out December the 9th. It will be released iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, on the digital outlets, and that will be December the 9th. You can find us. You can also follow us at the Miami Mass Choir on Facebook. You can also follow us, MiamiMassChoir.com.
Oh, wow. That is great, and I want to thank you for talking to us today and giving us an update on what the Miami Mass Choir has been doing, talking about your live project. We're looking forward to that. and also updating us on and letting us know about where the choirs have been, so to speak. And the choir music is on the way back, and Miami Mass Choir is going to be one of the leads in bringing our attention back to great and glorious choir music.
Yes, yes. I thank you, and it's been a pleasure to speak to you again, after a lot of years have passed, but we thank God for you and what you're doing.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.